He'll never live it down.
That's right.
He can have as many hits as he wants, but he is still one of the men from Uncle. David McCallum joins us. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning.
It's a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, well, Ilya's here.
Ilya Kuryakin.
You'll never get away from it, will you?
Great
show. No, I don't know so much. Don has called me Ducky in this show, and I'm just waiting for somebody to say Ducky instead of Ilya on the street.
That's great. You start with Mark Harmon. Now, Navy NCIS, what does that stand for?
Naval Criminal Investigative Service. It's like the FBI of the Navy and the Marines.
So it's not like, it's not a CSI type of hybrid.
Well, we do have that side of it, because obviously when you're doing investigations, even of the death of a naval officer, you have all the forensics involved.
Oh, that's great. So it's a lot of fun to do the show, I would guess.
It is a gas, I can't tell you. We've been together for a few weeks, and it feels like we've been together for months.
And Mark Harmon seems like a great guy.
He's everything you think he might be, and then some.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
And
now,
then, you know, I haven't quite figured out all the football background, but it's pretty extensive.
He was pretty good at UCLA back in the days.
And his dad's a classic.
Yeah.
Dad's his classic, and his grandfather was Secretary of the Navy. I mean...
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I didn't know that.
What ironic to come back
pretty
and do the
family,
show.
Family, huh?
When is the show on, by the way?
At 8 o'clock on CBS.
8 o'clock Tuesday night? What time?
Tonight. At 8 o'clock.
Oh, excellent. Very good.
Yeah, we'll check
that out. Now, just not that we're going to dwell on this by any means, but...
please do.
Robert Vaughn, was he a good guy?
Robert Vaughn was great. Robert and I worked together for, what, 3.5 years? We saved the world 100 times together. and we're roughly the same age, so we got on great.
Okay, excellent, excellent. We were just talking here. We have a lot of different demos on this show. Those of us in my demographic, everybody 40-plus certainly remembers The Man from U.N.C.L.E., but not the younger guys.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. They'll remember you as Navy CIS.
They'll remember me as this strange sort of... Somebody called me a hoot in one of the reviews. But that's an owl, of course, not a duck.
Right.
And then, but you know, he's one of these people that doesn't like to let a pretty girl go by without giving her a compliment.
And
has a somewhat black sense of humor. I figure that anybody who's cutting up, you know, making a Y incision and opening up cadavers on a daily basis, you got to have something to just take the seriousness out of the whole thing.
So do you ever have like a female cadaver and you go, she was probably pretty hot when she was living?
Yeah. Of course I do.
Hey, David.
Except I think the comment will be a little more literary.
You are probably.
Maybe.
Possibly a Tennyson from a quote from Tennyson or Keats.
Yes, exactly.
Now you came here.
That keeps it clean that way.
Highbrow, absolutely.
Your first movie was you came to America to do Greatest Story Ever Told. You played Judas in that movie about Jesus
Christ. Right. My mother was horrified. She
was she?
You play bad guys all your life, and when you get your big break, who do you get? Judas Iscariot.
The Christ killer.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
How old were you when you came to the States?
How old was I? Oh, here we go. I was in 1961, so I'd be about 38.
So have you lived here all that time?
Do I mean that? I don't want to make myself 85 years old. Yes, yes, I live in New York. I'm married to a wonderful lady who is an interior designer with the oldest design company in America.
Oh.
And she has a wonderful career in New York. And, of course, now for the first time in 40 years, we're separated, which is... No, not 40 years, whatever it is, anyway.
Not legally separated.
All these numbers, no.
Geographically.
I have a pad in Los Angeles for the first time in a very long time.
Attaboy.
Oh, Ilya.
No, please.
What part of L.A. are you living in?
I'm down in Santa Monica.
Oh, very nice.
Just down the coast from you.
They have as many bums on the streets as we do.
Yeah,
but they're a very good class about
them. Oh, are they? Okay.
When you're going into this role, did you really like get into it and investigate how?
I went to the coroner's office and saw autopsies. And the most extraordinary thing is when you see a van bringing somebody in from the street that's just been hit by a car and killed, and they were alive an hour, a couple of hours before. But there is a disassociation that sets in, and in a way, there is such a huge difference between alive person and a dead body, that it's not too hard to make that differentiation.
Yeah, it was blurred with my first wife, but So, I mean, you had to get used to seeing this, and I mean,
if I was playing a radio announcer with a morning show every day, you go in and watch them, but you see how they pick up their cup of coffee, you know, and how they nip in and out, and how they use the pens and pencils and clipboards. In other words, it's all the little stuff that you learn when you go and research something like that.
And when you saw people who do this for a living, did you notice some characteristics about them that were common?
Yeah, I think they're all kind of slightly eccentric, as my character Ducky is, you know? I think there's a slight eccentricity about that kind of, all that kind of work. They're not... They don't look like your regular, you know, your guy serving you coffee in the,
right.
the coffee shop.
And did they kind of take pride in that, the fact that they could not be grossed out but could gross you out? Take a look at this.
No. No, there's not an extraordinary respect in those places.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. When somebody shoots you and they take you down there, they will take good care of you.
That would be a tough job every day knowing that you're going to be dealing with human misery.
Yeah, but I get the pretty girls to look at, too.
Well, you got that. Yeah,
and I've got Mark Harmon. You know, what more do I
do?
He's hot. We'd all do him. So how long does it take to film an episode?
8 days. 8 working days.
8 working days, so you...
Which is a difference, because in the old days we did Uncle in 6, which is interesting, you know, that it's spread a little bit. But now the production values are much higher. They go for a much... Well, Don goes for a much... the production values are much more detailed.
Well, what are the biggest differences in doing it like a Man from U.N.C.L.E. and then a modern show like maybe CIS? NCIS?
You know, it's extraordinary, but there aren't that many differences. We have a crew that is as wonderful as the U.N.C.L.E. crew. Billy Weber and his whole team here are amazing. They've been together for years on JAG, and then they came over to us, a lot of them. So just the camaraderie and the long hours and the jokes. The other night I had a birthday, right? Flew to New York for a birthday party. And I was sitting in my daughter's apartment, and the phone rang, and it was the production assistant saying, oh, did you know that Access Hollywood? She was telling me all this stuff that I knew, and I was thinking she'd lost it. And then she said, and held up the phone, and the entire crew saying happy birthday.
Oh, how nice
is
that?
That's a nice
crew. How you know, you get a little tear and say, you know, I've known these guys a month, and here they are all gathering together, the NCIS choir, to wish me a happy birthday.
Says a lot about you, so too, cool. David. That's great.
Yeah, really.
So cool.
Now, David, you were in one of the great ensemble movies of all time, The Great Escape. In fact, you were right. One of the only guys to actually escape from the prison. Did you get to know Steve McQueen or Charles Bronson at all?
Well, I knew Charlie very well because he married my first wife.
Jill Ireland?
Whoa.
Yeah, and
really?
he was the stepfather to my boys here in Los Angeles. So I'm sorry he's gone. He died, 10 days ago?
Yeah, not long ago.
And, yeah, I knew Charlie very well, but my my wife actually knew him even better, shall we say. And, the guy I used to have lunch with a lot was Jim Garner, who has worked with Don Belisario doing Rocket Files and everything. And Donald Pleasence, of course, was my great chum.
Oh, yeah, that was a great cast, a great movie.
Bad when he died. I mean, here I am sailing into the future, and all these people sort of keeling, dropping dead by the wayside.
But not Ilya Kuryakin.
No, can't kill Kuryakin.
No, you can't.
No, you can't kill Kuryakin. You can only possibly supplant him a little bit by Ducky.
There you go. Well, looking forward to seeing it tonight. Navy NCIS with David McCallum, Mark Harmon, a great cast. Thanks for being our guest, David. It's a pleasure.
It's a great pleasure. Wonderful to talk to you.
Great.
8 o'clock.
Don't lose the accent. I don't care how many years you're here. Don't lose the accent.
Sounds like it's going to be a good show.
What movie? What show was he in?
He was
the Man from U.N.C.L.E.
This is the music from
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
They were like, it was like a James Bondian type on TV.
Oh.
It was good.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah, it was good, Chris.
For its time, it was. If you were, in my age group, it was good. I mean, again, it was no Three's Company.